This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Seriously. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Tom Kersting is going to join us right after the break. I met Tom. Well, hey, I watched Tom on Tucker Carlson one night talking about cell phones, what they were doing to a young kid, what smartphones as a whole was doing to the mental health of our children. Well, even adults for that matter. Now, many of you, I did another show with somebody today, and a lot of these kind of things came up. And to some of you parents who believe that somehow your child is impervious to these things, that you got it all figured out and you're good and you're smart and you're a great parent and blah, 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 blah. Were you going to wait till your child dies? I'm going to use the same thing the left uses, right? If you don't let them mutilate your kids, they're going to probably die. Well, it's the same thing here. If you don't take control of that smartphone, there are many ways for children to die. It's not always about their physical heart stopping. You got kids that again, you'll ruin them, I won't say socially, but they'll think their life is over because all of a sudden you've taken their smartphone away or you've limited their access to it, when they can be on it, when they can't. It's craziness. And the kids go into psychotic episodes. And you're going, not my kid. I can't tell you how many parents that I know who said, not my kid, as they're calling, asking me for help, if I know anybody who can help them out, because why? Their child is going through a psychotic episode because they took away their games and or their phone. Let that sink in. And some of you, we talked about this, you don't want to do the work it takes to be a parent. Why did you become a parent? If you became a parent by accident, then I don't know what to tell you. They didn't ask to come into this world. You brought them into this world. Get the help you need to help your kids. You know, and again, that means it is a pain in the butt. It's a lot of work. My old pastor, who's since passed away, when he found out that his wife was pregnant with his fourth child, he wasn't happy about it. Not that he was mad at her, don't get it wrong, but he wasn't happy about it. And one of his associate pastors said, you don't seem to be overjoyed about your wife's pregnancy. He said, I'm not. I know what it takes to raise children properly. It is a lot of work. We are growing a church here. You know, and I don't know. I've got to make it work because this is my responsibility. I don't see a lot of parents with that mindset. I see a lot of parents who couldn't tell you what their kid's favorite color is. What they've been doing all day. What their favorite movie was or is, or what kind of movies they like. You don't know what your kid's doing on that phone. You know, the physical damage done year after year after year with these smartphones to your child is amazing. And more than an hour a day. I know, some of you are going, what? Wait, an hour? Yeah. More than an hour a day on that smartphone does mental and physical, I would say, mentally physical damage to your teenager, to your young person. I mean, seriously, think about it. Now, I pulled up the stats since closed them down. Wasn't so sure that I was going to do this. But I got to tell you, do it yourself. Just do something as stupid as Googling the effects of smartphones, the effects of social media on young kids. Just stick with young kids for now. You can check out the adult thing later. I mean, think about that. And you're going to find the amount of damage being done to them mentally, physically, and so forth is just staggering. You really won't get it. Actually, I think most of you won't even believe it. So when Kirsten comes on in a little bit here, he's a renowned psychotherapist, television contributor, and author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. His latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. You got to read it, especially today. You know, you guys who keep saying, well, when I was a teen, I didn't have this problem, or I didn't do this, or we weren't running it. They're living in a different world than you are. Foundationally, the same. Moral values should be the same today as it was 50 years ago. And don't give me the stuff, kids are having sex earlier, and they can do this and that. No. Doesn't mean it's okay because they're doing it. More kids are smoking dope than ever before. Does that make it okay? You good with that? And remember, yours truly sat here and kept telling you that vaping was no good for your... Look, I don't have a PhD in anything. I just have a little bit of common sense that says your lungs were made to take in oxygen. Vaping is liquid. Then when you add stuff to it, even worse. And look at what's happening to your kids today because of vaping. Not mentally, I'm talking physically with their lungs. Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Like I was explaining to you before we went to break, how smart I am, we were talking about vaping, right? And I kept telling you guys years ago, I'm not an expert in anything. I got a microphone, and they allow me on the air 3 hours a day. Good luck to them. But the bottom line is, it doesn't take a whole bunch of brain power, right? When you think about vaping, what are your lungs made from? Made for oxygen. What are you putting in there? Vaping. You're putting vapor. You're putting liquid in there. I mean, how good that can that really truly be for your lungs? So this is the kind of thing, think things through when it comes to your kids, the stuff you're letting them do. You know, look at the research. Some of you will throw research at me, and I go, okay, look at who did the research. Hello? Anybody home? Well, it's the same thing here. I've been telling you about smartphones. I've been telling you about the issues with the smartphones. There's some information I can't give out to you, but I can tell you that I have seen kids on smartphones in dangerous situations where they almost became a victim themselves because they were so sucked into what was happening on that phone, they had no clue as to what was going on around them. The smartphones / social media are really doing damage to your kids. Tom Kirstein joins me. He has many times before. I love when I have him on. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist, television contributor, and author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency. In his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life, which I know includes smartphones and social media. Tom, always love when you're on with me, man.
Hey, buddy. I love being on. Thanks for having me again, man.
We're seeing, really, I don't know who you poked or who you woke up, but now you're starting to see real research, real numbers show up on the negative effect that these quote-unquote tools are having on our teenagers. They're linked to life, and it's not healthy, is it?
It's like their lifeline, you know, like you mentioned my book Disconnected, which came out, the second edition came out in 2020, right? So I'm like one of the pioneers in that space.
Yep.
And I've been talking about this for years, coming on your show, on TV, lecturing all over the country. And, you know, so my next book, so the book deal was a two-book deal with the publisher, right? So the second edition of Disconnected. And then when I was, you know, getting ready to write the next book, which just came out in February, I'm like, all right, I don't want to go all in on the phones and social media because I've been beating that dead horse for years. So I'm going to write a book all about all the obstacles that our kids are confronted with, right? So as I'm doing the research and writing, it was impossible to write about all these issues without dragging the phone, social media, and screen time into the equation.
Yeah, I don't see how you could. I really don't. Look, I was on a show today, some part of the conversation we were having, the kids are dependent on these phones. Some of the mental and physical issues that they're having is because they're emotionally caught up in these phones. The fellow that I was with today told me that the psychotic issues that they have when parents take these phones and or games away from them are something like he hasn't seen in years. And again, this is their lifeline to the outside world and, frankly, their information device, right?
100%. So, you know, in the new book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, I have a whole chapter on behavior and conduct issues, because to your point right there, what I've been seeing as a private practice therapist the last couple of years in particular is just an unbelievable amount of kids coming into my office, parents referring it to me, kids that are 11, 12, that are literally freaking out and going berserk on their parents, cursing them out, saying things I wouldn't say on this show right now. Getting physical with their parents and so forth. And the common denominator in every one of those situations is that the parents have either said, all right, look, we're taking your phone away, or we're taking your video game system away. So it's clearly, and it's already labeled as an addiction. The World Health Organization 3-4 years ago, you know, finally came out and said, and, you know, classified gaming disorder as a clinically diagnosable condition.
Really?
And soon, you know, they're going to have to, you know, social media disorder, whatever it is, anything related to a screen, it's addictive. It targets the pleasure-seeking part of the brain that produces dopamine, just like any other drug. And this is the world our kids are living in. Somehow, you know, we parents kind of know this, but at the same time, we like I talked to you about last time, we just kind of cross our fingers and say, all right, hopefully it's not my kid, and it's just not going well.
No, apparently, you know, again, what I was talking about today with somebody was parents don't parent. They want to be their kid's buddy or friend or whatever. Then they don't like the nasties, and they don't want to. You know, again, we were, and you can call me an old fuddy-duddy if you want, Tom, but we were less violent in the 70s. We didn't have video games. We didn't have these phones. We punched each other in the head out of the playground, and we were fine afterward. We got to blow things off. What's different with what's going on, what went on in the, I don't know, 60s, 70s, maybe even 80s, to what's happening today? What are teens up against that's really making them more violent more their inability to cope.
Yeah, so I'm an 80s kid. I grew up in 72, right? So the 80s was the wheelhouse for me, right? Constantly outside, just like you, just like 70s and 60s
yep.
kids, riding our bikes all over the place. Our parents had a drift. We weren't home for dinner in time. We got grounded, right? So it was like dragging us into the house and so forth. The problem is that, you know, today's generation of kids, they're living their life. Most of them are literally spending all their time indoors in their bedrooms by themselves, outside of society, not getting out, getting green time, instead getting way too much screen time. And with all this screen time, 8-9 hours a day, comes a total manipulation of their brains that they don't even know is happening. Never-ending information, all this violence that we're seeing the kids demonstrate is because it's learned. It's because what they are seeing and digesting constantly all day long, because everything is now caught on camera, funnels through social media, right to their phones and right into their malleable brains.
Yeah, you know, this offended epidemic where everybody's offended by something. You know, do you remember back, was it the 60s where they outlawed subliminal messaging at the movie theaters, right? That's how old I am. You remember that? Well, you may not remember
it
happened, but you know why it was, right?
You might have to explain that to me.
Well, it was easy to plant a message. So what they would do is, when you're at the drive-in theater or the regular theater, before the intermission, I know I'm so old, we had intermissions. Anyway, before the intermission, they would flash these pictures. I mean, 3 or 4 or 5 sections of film of a hamburger or popcorn or big drink or what have you, right? And it would kind of get you in that mindset. You'd see it. Your brain would pick up on it. Nobody else saw it. I mean, it wasn't actually on the screen that you could for a long period of time. And it would cause you to want to go out there. Gee, you know, I'd love to have a big drink. I think I want a drink. I want some popcorn, too, maybe. It was kind of, they were moving you in a direction. You know what I'm saying? And you see the same thing with these phones. You're seeing all these things they tell you would be better for your acne, better for your health, better for this, better for that. You can't get away from it. And these kids want to be in, right? They want to be accepted. And I just ate up all your time on this segment. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to call.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senator Bob Menendez, indicted on federal bribery and corruption charges last week, is confident he will be exonerated.
I understand how deeply concerning this can be. However, the allegations leveled against me are just that. Allegations.
He criticizes hasty judgments based on limited information and emphasizes his right to the presumption of innocence. Menendez remains optimistic about retaining his role as New Jersey's senior senator. President Biden will stand in solidarity with the United Auto Workers this week by joining their picket line. He plans to travel to Michigan on Tuesday, emphasizing support for UAW members in their pursuit of equitable compensation for their contributions. This move follows the union's expansion of strikes to 20 states, prompted by a lack of significant progress in negotiations with the big three automakers regarding a new contract. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hit up with JoeMessina.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, you can be part of the chat room, you can do a whole bunch of stuff going on over there. And, you know, I keep telling you guys, just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I'm a genius. It just means I have a microphone. That's all it means. All right? You really have to get the experts in these certain areas. And I mean real experts, not people like AOC that sound like experts, but they really have no clue. I'm talking about people that really know what the heck they're doing. All right? And that's why I bring you people that do have a clue, that can help you with these issues. Tom Kirstein joins me. He's a nationally renowned psychotherapist, television contributor, and author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from the Harmful Effects of Device Dependency, a great book. And now his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life. So if you got kids and you don't grab either one of these books, there's something wrong with you. That's all I'm going to say. All right, Tom. I'll say it. You don't have to. I'm going to think this
up. I'm going to say it first. You are a genius.
So my wife, first did, she, like, you shouldn't first say that until like, the check clears, you know?
You are a genius, though. You know that. I love you.
I don't think it's genius. Look, as you said earlier, I grew up in the 70s, right? And grew up in old-fashioned parents. You know, the common sense of things that you do and what have you. And I think that has gone away. That doesn't even exist anymore when it comes to parenting. Now, they have these apps. I mean, think about the irony behind this. They have these apps telling them how to handle their kids when it comes to the smartphones and social media and the rest of it. You really think they're going to tell you to keep them away from the phone? Seriously?
You know what modern-day genius is? Called common sense.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I feel like very few people have, well, probably more people than we think do, but like a lot fewer people have common sense nowadays. And, you know, like, when I'm out there giving a lecture, here's a common sense example. I'm not trying to pick on parents or anything like that. So if I got an audience of 300 parents in front of me and I say, raise your hand if you think it's smart for a 10 or 11 year old to have a smartphone, right? Never once, of all the lectures I've done, never, ever once has a single parent ever raised their hand. And then I'll say, all right, so we all agree it's a bad idea for an 11 or 12-year-old to have a smartphone. Yes. And then I'll explain the statistics to them. The average age that kids first get smartphones is about 10 and a half years old. So the majority of those people in the audience, right, that agree it's a bad idea, their kids have smartphones. So there's a lack of common sense right there. It's called social conformity, something I talk a lot about when I'm lecturing and in Disconnected.
I'm going to challenge you here. Is it a lack of common sense, or is it the inability or the lack of truly wanting the parent and wanting that kid to be your friend? Because, you know, we had those rules at our house. You didn't bring your phones upstairs. You couldn't hang out in your bedroom with those phones. You weren't on them when the family was around. And, you know, my kid freaks out over it. Well, that's your problem. That's your fault, actually, as a parent. You can't have something in your hand 24/7 and not think it won't have some influence.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and to your point too, like a lot of today's generation of parents, I'm not trying to bash on modern day parents, but like
I will.
You know,
we don't have to.
We've kind of created this like trophy generation where every kid wins, no kid can ever feel pain. Right? That's just not reality. Yeah. You know, you have to fail. You have to come in second place in order to develop the grit to work harder and excel and be the leader. But the more as we continue to just pander to our own kids and give them what they want because we feel bad that their feelings might be hurt, we're actually doing a disservice to them in the long run because they need that to happen. They need to understand that life is not perfect. There's adversity, and that's how you grow from those adversities.
It gives them coping skills. I mean, I tell parents all the time, the time for your kids to fail is when they're living at home because you aren't there so much to bail them out, but you're there as a safety net, right? And that's the place to be. That's the place to make it happen. But you don't. You run in, you save them, you pay their bill, you do whatever it is. No, make them work it off. Don't just hand this stuff to them because they don't learn that way. There's no, you know, what do the weightlifters say? There's no pain, there's no gain kind of thing. Why should I have to worry about it if I know mom and dad are going to swoop in and bail my butt out of this mess?
Yeah, 100%. So years ago, I don't know if I talked about this with you last time I was on, but probably 25 years ago, I was on the other end of a lecture, right, when I was working at a high school. I was in the audience, and there was a guy speaking about, you know, teenagers and raising kids and so forth. And he said something to me that always stuck out in my mind, and his comment was this. He said, if your teenager doesn't hate you, you're doing something wrong. Think about that. Now, of course, that's, you know, a little over the top, but it really, you know, the message there makes a lot of sense. Yes, if our kids are not, you know, arguing with us or getting upset if we don't give them what they want, you know, that's called parenting. If we give our kids everything they want because they want it, they become entitled.
Tom, I'm on this show today, and I said, I have four kids. If one of them didn't tell me how much they hated me once a week, I knew I was blowing it somewhere. All right? Because they're not going to like everything you do. They're going to be mad because their buddies are doing something that you're not willing to let them do. You know, and as long as you have a valid reason for it. I mean, you can't just strong thumb your kids. But truly, you need to set boundaries for them because they're going to have boundaries later on in life that could end them in jail if they don't stick to them, right?
Yeah, I'll give you an example today. My son just turned 20 last week. He just finished his sophomore year in college, and my son is a great, wonderful kid. You know, he's a hardworking student. He's majoring in chemical engineering at Clemson, right?
Wow.
And so he comes, yeah, he's smart. He's really, really dedicated academically. So now he's been home almost a month, right? And he had a hard, you know, a very challenging semester. So he's home. He's been, you know, loathing around, lounging, having fun, going out with his friends. And he's not a party or he doesn't drink or do any of that stuff, right? But he hasn't really done anything yet this summer, right? And I know he's going to be starting a co-op and working hard, you know, starting August 14th. He's going to actually be working, you know, as part of this whole co-op full-time, getting paid. So I told him today, I said, Matt, you know, I love you. I'm proud of you. I love everything that you do. I'm like, but you're not just going to lounge around all summer. So you have a couple of months left, and you have either, if you don't get a part-time job or start to, and this is not a punishment, if you don't get a part-time job or start at least going to the gym on a regular basis, and that doesn't happen the whole summer,
right,
when you start your co-op come the fall, you're paying for your own apartment. Because he has an off-campus apartment, I'm not paying for it. He's like, okay, I understand, Dad. And that's just, it's not a punishment, it's a lesson that he needs to understand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go work my tail off all day long, and he's just going to go, you know, hang out with his buddies, go do this and that. And I'm going to pay for it.
Now, the gym is a great idea. I mean, and part of that is to help him burn off some of the steam he needs to burn off, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, I talk about that in my new book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, the importance of physical activity. That's another thing with kids nowadays. We have an obesity epidemic, and part of the depression and anxiety epidemic is because kids don't move. You know, they're sitting in their bedrooms behind their screens. And all the research shows that people that are physical, particularly, you know, people that engage in regular cardiovascular activity, regular exercise is scientifically proven to be more effective for treating the symptoms of anxiety and depression
wow.
than medication.
I did not know that.
So a person, so a person that is active every day, working out, and a productive member of society is at far greater, less risk of developing mental health conditions. So it's so darn important, and that's part of the whole, you know, the whole cocktail with the screen time and everything else, and the mental health epidemic is because it's not just what the kids are digesting with their screens; it's also what they're not doing, which is not moving. They're sitting sedentary, and that's just probably the worst thing as, you know, human social emotional hunters and gatherers can do.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of went over it pretty quick, but they need to think things through. I mean, logic skills don't come from looking it up online and then applying it. Logic skills come from you working it through to see what happens, how it turns out, and that kind of thing. My part of my fear online with these kids is a lot of envy going on. You know, you say, hey, how come Mary's parents take her to Hawaii every year for 2 weeks and we never go anywhere? How come you don't take me there? How come I don't get the new car? I didn't get a new car at graduation, but so-and-so and so-and-so did. I mean, you're seeing this happen as well, aren't you?
Yeah, well, that's the whole comparison culture, you know, the highlight reel generation, everybody posting their perfect lives, and then, you know, kids absorbing that and thinking, wow, my life really stinks compared to them. But to your point, with all the, you know, not having to think kind of thing, because, you know, that the technology is thinking for us, I'm doing a segment in 2 weeks on this show on NBC. It's called NBC News Daily. It replaced the Days of Our Lives. I'm like a regular rotating expert on that show. It's called Modern Parenting, the segment. Ooh. And, yes, we're going to be talking about, you know, artificial intelligence and ChatGPT. I'm reading through the article. Yeah, the New York Times article, I think it was, about, you know, ChatGPT. And, you know, one of the, quote, experts in the article said, well, right. We'll get back to it after the break.
Hold it. I don't want to blow that on either side of the break, but I'm with you on this one. Be back in a minute, people. You don't want to miss this. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you again on the Wake City Times. We're going to jump right into it because, again, you guys need to know this. You need to go to a class or pick up his books. And Tom Kirstein is a nationally renowned psychotherapist, television contributor, author of Disconnected, How to Protect Your Kids from Harmful Effects of Device Dependency, and his latest book, Raising Healthy Teenagers, Equipping Your Child to Navigate the Pitfalls and Dangers of Teen Life, is a must-read if you have kids. Hey, I didn't ask you before. I should have asked you during the break. Do you have videos that people can either buy, rent, sign up for, or whatever?
Do I have what? Videos?
Yeah, videos.
Not anything that, you know, people could buy or whatever, but I've done different things through social media, you know what I mean? Like, I've had companies try to say, look, you got to go out there and get on social media more. I tried it. It's not my thing. Obviously, but if you Google my name, you know, Tom Kirstein, there's going to be a ton of, you know, television videos,
yeah,
you know, from being on TV, giving expert advice and podcasts and radio shows. So that's really, you know, that's the best way to get my information.
No, because guys like you were, maybe I got you mixed up with somebody else, but Weren't you a school teacher before you got into your profession?
Yeah, I worked for 25 years at a public school as a counselor, so I did that and my private practice, you know, after school hours. And I retired 3 years ago. So now I'm exclusively doing my private practice, lecturing all over, you know, doing media appearances and, you know, writing books and stuff. You know, really just to get my info, not me out there, just get this information that's cramped up in my brain out there to as many people as I can.
You know, it's always interesting to me, some of these teen counselors who want to come on my show, and I'll talk with them a little bit, don't have any kids, didn't teach school. You know, graduated and then went right into private practice. And no slight on the college degree. No slight on you guys that, you know, very smart. But if you're not coping with it yourself, if you're not surrounded like you were by kids from different walks of life, different lifestyles that you had to help deal with, I mean, to me, you would be the best person for this job. You would be the best person to talk to parents about this because you're in it. You're deep into it and you taught it. It's just always been a wonderment to me.
Yeah, so, you know, on the front lines, through experience. You know, the piece of paper on my wall, you know, it's just a piece of paper. Everything else is, you know, 25 years or more is my actual experience dealing with thousands and thousands of kids and families and, you know, just kind of being on the front lines trying to, you know, trying to do a difference here in our country because it's not going so well, Joe.
No, I agree with you. I think, you know, one of the things I'm going to talk about the next hour is... You look at our kids today, you look at what's going on in life today, we've got a group of kids that hate this country, that don't really know America's real history, so that's why they hate the country. If you think about it, they're being taught to tell on their parents if they believe they're off, they're given bad or wrong history, you're not a boy or a girl. I mean, I go through all the things that have chipped away at any kind of foundation that our kids have had, and I brought up the fact that some of my military friends get mad at me when I do this, but, you know, tomorrow's D-Day. And could we do D-Day today? Could we get volunteers to show up and say, look, there's a 90% chance you're not coming back? I don't think you could.
I don't think so either. Hopefully we don't go there. But, you know, to your point, too, right before the break, you know, you were talking about, like, all this, like, you know, artificial intelligence stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, just information, right? Like, what is any individual's reality? It's what they're fed, right? And yes, a lot of what is fed is done intentionally. A lot of information is kept from people, right? There's a certain agenda that is out there. So beliefs become realities in a person's mind, even though what they believe in the reality is not a reality, right? So, for example, I'm doing this segment in a couple weeks about, and it's an article that was in the Times called "The Artificial Intelligence Chatbots Have Arrived, Right? Time to Talk to Your Kids." So I'm scrolling through this, and one of the experts, some professor, quote, says, "The worst thing parents can do is forbid their kids to use these new systems because they are here to stay." For me, it would be like saying the worst thing we could do is forbid our kids from consuming alcohol, because alcohol is here to stay.
Yep.
What? Yeah, this is, that stuff is just, I mean, I don't know enough about it, but I know that anytime we replace human thinking and human emotion with something, quote, artificial, I think of artificial sweeteners and artificial ingredients. And that's never a good thing, either of those two things.
No, but you know, please, you bring this stuff up, because when even the military is starting to push back a little bit now, going, you know, they've had some really bad scenarios with AI because there's no human factor in it, number one. Number two is to sound like the old guy in the room again. I remember going to the library back in the 70s, having to do a book report on a certain issue, a situation. I'd have 5 books laid out. I'd have to look these things up. I'd have a couple of magazines. I still remember the information that I gleaned from those things and writing them back in the 70s. How do you do that with ChatGPT when it does the work for you?
You know, because that was like, I remember using like microfilm and microfilm.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you were old.
Yeah, remember that stuff? I still don't know how to use that. I tried using it. I'm not sure how I did it. But, you know, but anyway, you can get all this information. But you had to like really dig deep, right?
Yeah.
And that's basically, it's like trying to build a house and not dig any footings, or a bridge and not dig the footings and expect expect that thing to be stable, right? So that's kind of what's happening. There's no footings being dug, and we're, you know, and things are being done for our kids, and we're just expecting that this is going to work out okay? I don't think so.
You know, when my kids used to have to do book reports, they got so bad at me. We had computers, and even a teacher got irritated with me at one point because he said, look, they have spell checks on the computer. I said, I don't care. I'm not going to dumb my kids down because you want it done on a computer. First, I used to make them write it out, freehand it. And yep. I would correct their spelling or you know, punctuation or what have you. And then they could go type it. Once they wrote it out and we were on the same page as what it said and accomplished its purpose, then you could go ahead and do it. Today, they're happy that that happened. They weren't at the time, obviously. They were pitching a fit over it. But that's how you help your kids grow, is it not?
100%. So that example right there, write it out. Like, once if you write something out and see it, your brain now absorbs that. But if all of a sudden it's just done for you, the brain never really sees it and never absorbs it. So we have kids, that's why, you know, if you talk to any English teacher or professor, writing, you know, like a five-paragraph essay, you know, by today's standards is like, it's some illegible, you know, piece of paper, you know, in many cases, because kids just haven't learned how to spell or do grammar or put together a sentence or paragraph sequentially. And that's because all this stuff is done for them now. And that's not a good thing.
No, it's never, look at, in my humble opinion, it is never a good thing for somebody to do everything for you. I had my daughters change their own tires, okay? I know everyone's going, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that to you. Right. What? Why not? Because she's not always going to be there with you. She's out on a road some night. She gets a flat tire. You're going to wait for Daddy to show up 45 minutes into it? Or does she get out there on her own? You've taught her how. Get that darn tire back on there and get her on her way. She can be on her way before you can even get there.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Change the tire, change some oil. It's like, Mike, you remember My Cousin Vinny?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. When Marissa Tomei goes on the stand at the end and you know, has to show her automotive expertise and totally buries the prosecutor right there.
Yeah.
I love that. I was looking at him like, that's fantastic, you know. Why not? You know, why not teach, you know, it's girls and boys over to do things that are, you know, that are just important life events, like changing a tire or changing oil and just being able to function and not have something done for you all the time.
But, Tom, is it not so much more? All right, let's just get goofy here for a second. It's so much more than just changing a tire, right? You step back away from the car, you know, think it through. I'm going to pump this car up. Let me make sure I got a good solid ground it's on, all right? Maybe I make sure I put the parking brake on or I chalk the tires because I don't want the car to move back and forth as I'm taking a tire. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things going on there when it comes to critical thinking. It ain't just changing a tire, is it?
That's just a really good anecdote to changing the tire, because it really, you know, applies itself to doing anything nowadays. Like, you know, to actually have to think and not have something done for you. Like, that, our generation right now, you know, everything's, you hit a button and there it is for you. You don't even have to know how to order food or make food. You just hit the button, it gets delivered at your door. You want clothes, you don't have to go find the store. You just hit the button and the clothes are delivered to you. So that's another issue. Our kids are living in this instant gratification, hit a button and everything's done for you world, which is kind of taking away, you know, human thought, human critical thinking, human problem solving.
So my uncle back in the late 60s, we would, the big treat, I mean, kids are going to laugh right now, was going to McDonald's on a Saturday. We had a station wagon. Some of us got to sit on the edge of the station wagon. Some of us had to sit on the grass, right? But the funny thing about all of this is that he would say on a regular basis, you kids don't get it. You know, you're an instant, back then he was calling us the instant generation, saying, you guys are done. You don't get it. Now, Tom, I ate up your time again. Quick, where can I get your book?
Anywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
God bless. Tom, God bless you for what you're doing, man. We'll have
you
back on more often.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Got to help these kids. Joe, senior host, you got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a minute.